Fed up of flawed robes, driven to distraction and drowning with doom boxes? Tired of living in chaos? Welcome to Decluttering Untangled, how to declutter when you're overwhelmed, ADHD or autistic. I'm going to help you uncover the secrets to decluttering, no matter what hurdles you face. You'll discover how to declutter, de-stress and transform your world. I'm Heather Tingle, reformed hoarder, neurodivergent declutter queen and your guide through the maze of mess. Let's get untangled. Welcome to another episode of Decluttering Untangled. In the last episode, I briefly touched on when you feel something's too good for charity. So today I'm going to talk about when you feel it's not good enough for charity and what do you do with it. So the first thing to realise is that if you're autistic or ADHD like me, you might feel really stuck because you haven't got a plan. And when you haven't got a plan for an item, so you haven't got an exit strategy for it, it can cause a bit of overwhelm and that leads to analysis paralysis. So you're just totally stuck, can't make a decision, can't move forward, and then you just run away screaming. So just remember that holding on to that item that you haven't got a plan for does not solve the problem. All it does is make it worse because you'll go and do everything else except that one thing that you should be doing. So it is time to make a decision. Do it now. So first of all, ask yourself, why is it not good enough for charity? So what is wrong with it? And let's look at a few of those things that you can talk about. Is it that you've got to wash it first? So maybe clothes are stained. Something might need wiping over. I don't know. I think, to be fair, I know they're not the most eco-friendly of things, but baby wipes are amazing to clean things before giving them away. But it may be that you don't have the spoons to wash stuff, in which case, let it go. Don't put it in a corner, in a pile, waiting for you to have the energy to do it, because you probably won't. So if you've got clothes that are stained, for example, you have got absolutely nothing to lose by chucking fairy liquid on them, or Dawn if you're in the USA, and chucking it in a machine and hoping it comes out for the best. And that includes if you have a tumble dryer, putting it in a tumble dryer, because if it shrinks, who cares? You can use it as a teddy outfit. It doesn't matter if it gets ruined because it was only going to go in for textiles anyway. So just give it a clean and see, like, don't be precious with it. Maybe it was something that's bobbled. So, you know, we've got a bit of pilling on it. It looks a bit worn. Have you got the effort and energy and time to debobble it? So you can get really, really great debobble machines. I've got one from Minky. And yes, there will be an affiliate link for that one because I use it. I think it's brilliant. So can you debobble it? This is not an excuse to go out and buy a debobbler for one item, by the way. Ask your friends if they've got one, or go and, you know, put a post out there and see if anyone has got one that you can borrow for the night. Is it ripped? So, you know, could it be that you can fix it? Maybe you won't fix it. It's highly likely it's one of those that will get on a put to do later pile and you won't ever do anything about it. So can someone else fix it that you know? Or is it one of those things that someone else can fix? Like, you know, loads of things can be taken to pieces and someone in the know who's got the time, who's got the knowledge and has got the motivation to do it and more likely to do it. So, you know, can someone else fix it? Can it be reused? Can it be reused in a different way? So, for example, if you've got textiles, so you've got clothes with holes in that, you know, totally ruined or too stained to do anything with. Textiles can be used as rags. Check with your local charity first, but it's highly likely if you bag them separate and write rags on the bag that they will accept them. If not, there's places like H&M that will send them for recycling too. Is it that a part is missing? So I would suggest that you create a holding bay for a certain length of time, a certain area where anything that's got bits missing lives and everybody in the house knows that's what this box is or this place is. And then if you find the bit to it, you know where the other part is because you've had that zone for it. However, make sure it's only for a certain length of time, because if you've fully zoned, it should have turned up by now. And the fact that it hasn't means that you're probably going to let it go. And yes, it will be Sod's Law that later on it will turn up and then you'll be really bereft. But hey ho, we learn. So can you let it go with a part missing? Or can it be a project for someone? You know, never underestimate how others might want something. Maybe someone, you know, Barbie's missing an arm or whatever, but someone might need a new Barbie head for their doll that's missing a head. You know, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, make sure that don't be embarrassed about it, but, you know, do be brutally honest about the condition of an item, but you never know that someone else might find it useful. So can you make it worth their while, though, to bundle it with non-broken items? So, you know, for example, those Barbie dolls, it's more likely that someone's going to come to the effort of contacting you if there's like 10 of them and three have got heads missing or three of them have been written on or whatever. That's fair enough if there is maybe another like seven that are okay. Jewellery can be, for example, can be weighed in, and many places will accept broken costume jewellery, for example. Or you can put it out into things like craft groups or local makers groups, and makers will scavenge the parts to create one good new piece, which is always wonderful. When you've got things like bedding, old pillows, old duvets, do not feel that they have to go into landfill. Places like Dunelm and B&Q and many more companies in the UK are now doing a bit of greenwashing, let's face it. So they're advertising the fact that they're a green company and they recycle products. So I know that things like pillows and duvets, old bedding sheets can go and be recycled at Dunelm. And B&Q are very good for taking things like small electricals and anything that is, you know, got a bit of an electronic component to it. Also things like light bulbs and stuff like that too. Things like pet shelters. Pet shelters will take things like duvets, but do check with them first because they will have probably some terms and conditions on it, like some will accept down, some won't, and see if there's anything they need. Things like old towels are always useful for things like vet centres and things like that too. So they'll go through a lot of things like that. One of the apps I recommend all the time to my clients is Olio, O-L-I-O. And it's one of those places that one man's trash is another man's treasure. So do think outside the box, you know, could those old DVDs and CDs that no one ever listens to anymore, because like no one wants to listen to Aqua's Barbie Girl, for example, be used in local gardening groups to scare off birds, things like that. So really do think out the box what things could be used for, and do not be afraid to try listing it on Olio before giving yourself a deadline and then taking it off and letting it go. Can the item be repurposed? So, for example, things like if you really, really loved a pair of earrings, but you've now only got one of them or one's broken, could you be really crafty and turn it into things that I've known things like that be turned into are bookmarks. And I've also known them be turned into wine glass kind of like holders, so everyone knows whose glass is at a party. So can you repurpose it? A quick Google and the item, the type of item that you've got in your hand, or a quick search on Pinterest, and you'll probably be able to find an item that you can repurpose it into. However, there's a warning with this. It is not an excuse to keep stuff. And if you adore it and you want to repurpose it, then you need to do it sooner rather than later. If you don't love it enough to repurpose it quickly, you don't love it enough, you need to let it go. Craft groups and zero waste Facebook groups can be really, really useful to let go of things. So do not be embarrassed by posting something on there. You never know. It's one of those one man's trash, another man's treasure. The main thing to remember is if you are determined to find a way, you will find a way and a perfect exit plan for it. However, that takes time and energy. And if you're low on spoons already, there is absolutely no shame in letting it go in a bin if it moves you forward. So I hope that's given you some little tips and tricks and some things to think about. So until next time, be kind to yourself. Keep untangling. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of Decluttering Untangled. If you found anything that I've said today helpful, please do me a favour, hit that subscribe button or leave me a review. It's like receiving a virtual high five that keeps me going and lets me know that I'm helping real people out there and I'm making a difference. Please remember, you're not alone in this. I'm building a community of fellow untanglers over on Facebook. Just visit the show notes for the link to my free decluttering community. So until next time, remember, you're not alone, you're not lazy, you can untangle your life.